You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Wednesday, April 24th, episode 3417.
Ah, Wednesday, the day we cover Glenn's favorite topic. Horse health. And Jamie makes you feel better about yourself with the latest weird news from around the world. Happy Wednesday.
Actually, I'm very excited that I got to bump horse health today because Sally's coming on from Eventing Nation to give us the scoop on the 2024 Defender 3-day event that's happening right now, starting today. They'll be doing the trot up, right? Wednesday afternoon, yeah.
We call that the jog.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so they'll be doing the jog. When did it stop being called the trot? The trot up?
It's
or is
not
that the British term?
Probably the British term. I don't know. It's called the jog up.
Okay.
The jog.
Well, that's happening this afternoon. That's where they all dress up fancy and they see if the horses are sound. And then Heather from Adulting Horses wants you to join her on this year's riding trip to Iceland. And then we have some mighty weird news. We'll see if we get to an auditor post show. Not sure yet. So I have seen a couple people asking if they're not going to join Jamie in person in Kentucky. By the way, I just checked the weather for your weekend.
And how's it looking?
For those that don't know, we've had some rather sketchy weather to Kentucky.
Oh, no. Time out. There's only been sketchy weather when you and I are both there.
That's true. The tornado warnings and the downpours and the rain all day. But no, you're not going to have apparently any of that. Friday afternoon, there's a 50% chance of showers. And then Saturday, 80 degrees, 4% chance of rain and cloudy, which is perfect.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's perfect. 80 degrees and cloudy is perfect. No chance of rain. And Sunday, 4% chance of showers, partly cloudy and 80 degrees. You got it this weekend, girl. You're going to be fine. First nice weather in a long time. We have been there at times when it snowed. It's like crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. I just the copious amounts of rain that happened when you and I were both there is amazing.
Yes, and almost every time we're both there. If you're staying home and want to watch it on TV, this is how it works. Their partner, US Equestrian, USEF, is partnered with Clip My Horse TV. So if you have a Clip My Horse TV membership, you'll be able to watch it no problem. If you don't, then you can get a free USEF fan membership and watch it free. You can watch it live and free on Clip My Horse TV. Okay, so you need to get the USEF free fan membership, and then you can watch it live. You have to be a subscriber to the USEF to watch it live or on demand. So if you don't care about the on demand and you just want to watch it live, you can get the free membership and do it that way. Also, it looks like the USEF and ESPN have teamed up to broadcast the Cross Country Day, and that's going to be on Saturday at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. ESPN2, actually. I don't know if they're just doing cross country. I don't know what they're doing. It must be delayed because cross country starts earlier than that. So I don't know what they're doing exactly, but they're gonna have coverage of the event on ESPN2 on Saturday.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Big time now. You won't have to worry about that. You'll be watching it in person and on the big screens all around.
I know. I'm so excited.
Are you ready? Excited to go?
I am. I need a win. So this is going to be great. And don't forget, we are having dinner. If you are there, Masterson Station Ramsey's. So there are various locations of Ramsey's restaurant in Lexington. It's an iconic Kentucky place. And I have reservations for, I don't know, an indeterminate amount of people. 6:30 Friday night at Ramsey's Masterson Station location.
Got it. Very good.
I get messages about I was at Ramsey's and you weren't there, y'all play back the tape. I am telling you which location.
All right, let's do some daily winnies. My Daily Whinny goes out. We don't have any birthdays today, by the way. So my Daily Whinny goes out to legendary Olympic gold medalist Custom Made, who was inducted into the Kentucky Horse Parks Hall of Champions last night. He's one of he's the first eventing horse, actually, to be buried at the Memorial Walk of Champions there at the Kentucky Horse Park. And he, if you don't remember, or those that don't know,
when was he buried there?
Well, he died in 2019, so I'm assuming that's when.
Okay, so like they didn't just put him in the ground.
No, he was just inducted into the Kentucky Horse Parks Hall of Champions last night. He was born in Ireland and was brought over here. His name, by the way, was Taylor, his barn name. He was brought over here in January of 1995. He bought from a young rider in Britain as a mount for David O'Connor. And O'Connor made their debut at the Kentucky three-day event in 1995. And the pair won the dressage phase by 12 points. And the horse was a runaway on cross country, apparently. And they had 11 and a half points in show jumping, and he still managed to win the 1995 three-day. He went on to win his second attempt at badminton in 1997. And then, of course, his greatest performance at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, where he and David won the first eventing Olympic gold for the USA in 24 years and put up his best score in Olympic history. Despite the fact that he went off, nearly went off course. Apparently, he almost, I don't remember that going off course part.
I didn't get to hear it because I was actually, I remember exactly that cross country ride because I was waiting tables at a bar restaurant in Atlanta and it was a miracle, but they were actually showing equestrian on the televisions and I was walking around and you couldn't hear, they didn't have the volume up, but I was like, oh my God, it's David O'Connor. And they were like, can I get another beer, please? And I'm like, hold
no.
on.
No
They're
beer
showing
for you.
Horses on TV. I can't, I'm like paralyzed right now. But I remember watching him go, it was awesome.
Well, he was retired in a ceremony in 2004 at the Kentucky three-day, along with David, inducted into the Eventing Hall of Fame in 2009. He died October 1st, 2019, at the age of 34.
Not David.
No, David's still with us. Yeah,
David's
still
with us. David made it in and then he died.
You know what was interesting? I read that he is one of the old, he's on record as one of the oldest living horses to the age of 34 at over 17 hands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that till I read the article today. But yeah, there you go.
Cool.
So congratulations.
I need the birthday music. Birthday, Glenn. You're like, we don't have any birthdays today. Yes, we do. It's yours. It's
Thank
your
you very
birthday.
Much. Thank
Happy
you very
birthday.
Much. We try and stop counting at my age, but
well, what's
never
amazing
works.
Is this year you got 1 year younger. I don't know. It starts reversing. You're Benjamin Buttoning.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that. That's great. Congrats. I noticed how you posted in the auditor room looking for dirt or hate for me, and you didn't find any.
No, it was not dirt or hate. It was just, I wanted to give you a virtual birthday card. And so there are 37 comments on this post that I made on the Horses in the Morning Auditors Facebook page. And so you can go read through them yourself. I will not pick out any. Plus, nobody was really did anything embarrassing that I was hoping. So
I know you were, I know what you were looking for. But thank you.
I was going to be like, remember that time that you did the thing with the guy? No, none of that. I got none of that. I should have done it on your personal page.
Usually we're together on my birthday because it always happens during Kentucky. It always happens during the Kentucky. I don't know. But not this year because I'm not going.
Well, it would be anyway because it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Hopefully we're going to knock on wood. Maybe we'll be closing on the house next Monday or Tuesday. We did the pre-closing yesterday, signed all the forms at the builder's house, and went to the courthouse, filed papers there, hopefully the last ones. You know, it's much, much more difficult to process when you're building a house, or in our case, we're just doing a double wide, than when you just buy one that's already there. You know, it's so much easier when you just buy a house that's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We built this one. And you know, what was really difficult about it was like, and now you need to pick out a light fixture for the bedroom that's going to be upstairs on the west side of the house. I'm like, I don't even know what you pick it. You build
that's why
houses.
We're getting a double wide. It's already done. You know, and we actually get this. We, you know, usually you have to wait 6 months to get that too, but we're buying the lot model, which we got to go visit yesterday too. And so it's supposed to be there within a week. They're going to deliver it, but the utilities will take up to 2 months.
Okay. Let me just caution you real quick that you will live in Florida. Mm-hmm. There are hurricanes and you're going to be in a trailer.
Like, oh, there's the neighborhood we're moving into, 80% of the homes in there are double wides, and they've survived many hurricanes. So
Sure. I mean, it's fine.
We're fine.
I live in Tornado Alley. You're in a trailer in a hurricane. Okay,
that's
it's fine.
It's It'll good be for fine. Stories, you and I. We need our stories.
Oh, good Lord. They got to have some sort of like hurricane straps you can put on.
Do.
I have them on my roof.
Oh,
okay.
They do. They do. It's all got to be, I forget what the class is here in Florida. To even build a double wide now, they have to be hurricane rated to category 4, which is most we ever get here is a 1. The fortunate part about living in Ocala is we're just far in enough. Irma was the worst we had, and that was a 1 when it hit us. Now, it did a lot of, you know, took a lot of trees out and power was out for a week and all of that. But it was a 1 when it hit. And one thing we did at the property is we had all the big trees taken down around where the house is going to be. Because it's not usually the wind that gets the houses here in Ocala. It's the trees that get the houses. So we had all the trees taken down around the house. So there's no trees going to hit the house.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Nothing flies around in a hurricane. They'll be fine.
You know, the first house we lived in here for 8 years that we rented at the general's place was a double wide.
You're just continuing to tempt fate. Yeah. Knock on wood right now. How do you dare you say something like that?
The neighbor who just bought the lot below us, who just had it cleared, is getting one built 2 years. 14 months to 2 years to build a house here now. Because the contractors are all busy building the thousands of other houses that are going up.
That's crazy.
That's when we didn't want to wait 2 years. So that was like, okay, buy a house, have it delivered, done. We're good. You know, we don't really care.
No.
No, we don't really care. Jennifer cares about the barn. She could care less about the house. Well, hi, Heather. Thanks for joining us. Heather, you've had a heck of a month.
You know, chaos is my life, Glenn, and I need the t-shirt to prove it.
Where do you live again?
So I live at the Jersey Shore, you know, we back right up to the beach. I have a river kind of in my backyard, and now it's in my basement.
Heather, you are asking for it. You live on the Jersey Shore. We've all seen parts of that TV show, okay? It's a mess.
What can you say? We love the drama down here.
Well, so I assume from all the rain, you just flooded in. Was it all the way? Was it just your basement, or was it in the first floor?
Oh, so it gets even better. So we flew to Turks and Caicos for spring break. And the night we left, apparently our basement got flooded. So we didn't find out until we got home on Sunday the following week. Luckily we'd had it waterproofed. You know, again, we're in a hurricane zone. And so it just ruined the carpet and one of the couches, but everything else, including my podcast studio, was fine. So, dodged that bullet.
Wow. But it smelled good, I bet.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be doing renovations for a while.
Oh, water just sucks too. Cause if it gets into drywall and all that, it's just a nightmare.
Yeah. We learned our lesson. We built the drywall up and insulation and everything. So we were luckier than most. Some of our neighbors had a foot and a half of water in their basement, and ours was just damp.
All right. Well, that's better than I thought it was.
Yeah. I mean, it's still, you know, if you saw pictures of what it looked like, you wouldn't be happy for me, but it was better than most.
Damp is still wet. Okay?
Yeah, it still gets moldy, right?
Yeah. So everything had to come out, all the furniture, all the carpeting, everything. So it's going to take some time to get back. Yeah, you know.
More importantly, do you know Snooki? Is she your neighbor?
Well, we've never personally met. However, she does live like 45 minutes from me, I'm told.
Okay. All right.
Well, and what's his name? Mike. Mike used to have like a tanning studio just down the street from one of my grocery stores. So I'm actually, yeah, right? I think that was before he went to jail. So, you know, there's...
I don't think it's still there. Did you grow up there on the Jersey Shore?
I didn't actually. Fun fact, I'm actually from California originally. Oh. And then I spent most of my life in New Jersey, but in a very shishy little town called Westfield. So after marriage is when I moved down to the shore. So I can blame my husband for all of the shenanigans.
There you go.
Is your husband named Paulie D? Is he a DJ?
He should be so lucky, okay? no, his name's Jason. So he's another 70s child named Jason, you know, one
did,
of many.
I just want to let everybody know I did have to Google that. So I didn't, that wasn't top of the mind. I've actually never seen the show, but go ahead.
Are you sure? I can see you being on his newsletter.
I didn't even Google it. I just took that out of the air.
That was pretty good. Pretty good, Glenn.
Now we know what he does with all of his spare time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm binging. Hey, all right. Tell us about, you do this trip every year. Tell us about it. And are there openings for this year?
Yeah, so I have this amazing trip to Iceland that last year we did it in September. This year we're planning it for August. And it's basically 5 days, all inclusive, horse riding and touring Southern Iceland. So food, some private, you know, things that Icelanders do where we can go to their local pools and gyms and things like that and kind of live life like an Icelander. It is incredibly awesome, but I haven't been able to fill the spots because everyone's so nervous about these eruptions.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about the volcanoes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have until May 15th. We're really trying to fill the spots. I can do a small group, a big group, men, women, just anyone over age of 18. But I'm thinking of offering a little incentive, you know, a little discount. But the eruption's nowhere near it. So, you know, just to let everybody know.
Well,
no one's...
Do you encourage everybody to buy trip insurance? I know when we do, when we go away.
Always. Yeah. Always. Especially because we're going to be horse riding, right? Like, yeah. You just never know what... So I always get trip insurance. And I learned that when I went to Mongolia. You never know.
Well, and if there was an eruption a little closer and your trip's canceled, then you're covered as well. So, yeah.
Well, exactly. Everything would be covered. And I hold everything in escrow. So it goes to the tour company. I work with Season Tours, which is a small business out there. So while I host it and have organized it, it's being held by someone who actually knows what they're doing, not me.
You're just basically on here to invite friends to go to Iceland with you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's so, right. I just want to go and have fun with everybody. I've got a book series that I plan to come out based in Iceland. So we got to get a whole bunch of inspiration, you know?
And what kind of riding do you do there?
So it's really nice. So the Icelandic horses are incredibly different than any other horse I've ever ridden. We can do anything from beginner riders up to advanced. And we ride along waterfalls, rivers, across the black sand beaches that you might see in Game of Thrones. And it's all at the pace people feel comfortable with because we can actually separate it into slower groups and faster groups. And that's the beauty of this is, you know, I'm a bit of a timid rider. I don't want to die, but I do want to have fun.
That's, by the way, her website's called timidrider.com. So
yeah. See how I had to drop that in there. Yeah. So
good product placement there.
Well, and that's where you find out about the trip. So we've taken all these pictures from last year. I have this awesome photographer coming with us this year to document it. Assuming we can hold the trip. So we need at least 6 people and we can have up to 10. And like I said, the volcano is nowhere near where we're going to be. And one of the things that's really cool about Iceland infrastructure is everything is so automated. They know when the eruptions are going to happen before they do. And there are something like 40 active volcanoes in Iceland at any given time. So it's not going to go away. Yeah, that's what makes it so beautiful.
Well, and you get to ride through some of the dormant ones, which is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, the lava fields are amazing. And, you know, when I went last year, I went with Kathy Woods of Kathy Woods Yoga. We had such an incredible time. And I just would love to absolutely share that with some other people and new friends.
And how, so price points? Is it on the website?
Yeah, it's on the website. So if you go to timidrider.com/wanderlust, or you could just look it up on my website, it lists everything out, what's included. Once you restart the tour in Reykjavik, everything is included. Your meals, your traveling, the guided tours, all of it. It's all included. So people just need to pay for their flights, and it is under $5,000 to do this for an amazing week.
All right. Very good. So go to timidwriter.com and find out all the details. And the date, again, is in August?
It is in August. So right now it's scheduled for August 23rd through the 28th. And it is an absolutely amazing place. If you've never gone, I highly recommend it.
And they need to notify you by May 15th?
Yep. May 15th is the deadline. So I know we're a little close, but I am offering a discount. So because I don't want to cancel it. I don't want to have to push it until 2025.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, Heather.
It's discounted, you guys. It's like it's free. Okay. You're saving money going to Iceland.
That's a once in a lifetime trip too. That's pretty cool.
Oh, it is amazing. And I am so lucky to be able to go. And the people I work with there are just phenomenal. The stories you hear, they tell us, I mean, they've been born and raised in Iceland. So we really get the local flavor. And this isn't a big tour. This is a small, carefully constructed experience.
And would vegetarians like Jamie starve to death not eating fish? Or
no, we definitely had a couple vegans come last year. And so it's really funny because they tout Iceland as a very vegan-friendly community, but it's more vegetarian than vegan, if I'm going to be completely honest. Right. So their soups and things like that. They do have a lot of really great vegetables and things like that. But
okay, good.
Yeah. Jamie, you should come. You could get away from your busy, busy life.
Thank you, Heather. Appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys. Right. Happy birthday, Glenn.
Thank you. And you stay dry.
I'll try.
All right. See you.
Bye.
There you go, Jamie. Iceland. There's no wild Mongolian ponies. They're all tame. You won't die.
I love it. And remember, we learned during travel week that I just thought this was interesting. The only breed of horse in Iceland is an Icelandic pony. They don't have any quarter horses. They don't have thoroughbreds. They have only Icelandic horses are there. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that till we did that segment either.
Yeah.
All right. Go with Heather. I forgot about the volcanoes, and I can see why people are a little apprehensive because they have like a couple of big ones going. So, but apparently nowhere near where she's going. And the insurance, when you're doing a trip like that, you're buying the insurance anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, we do for every cruise we do because you never know. And thank God we did because we had a couple that we had to cancel. Well, Stateline Tack is going to be set up over at Defender this week right now. And Jamie's going to get to visit them. They're in the old indoor arena. So if you're going to be there, check out Stateline Tack. They always have good deals there. If you're not going, go to the website at statelinetack.com. They have a BOGO thing going on right now. Buy one, get one. And they have all different kinds of products. I am looking and I can't believe they're doing this. They have Gatsby Basic All-Purpose Saddle Pads for $14.99. Buy one, get one.
Oh, my God.
That is like it's free.
Those are free.
So some of these things on here, I'm going, well, that is like it's free. I mean,
may have a little bit of a plan for shopping at Rolex Defender Kentucky today. Yeah. So I ended up using some of my dad's points for for my ticket. Flight, because I'm not gonna like do the American Airlines. Will I get a seat? Will I not get a seat?
Yeah,
no. We buy these. But through my dad's points, the only way you can do it, you can't buy the cheapest seat. You have to go to like the second tier seat. And that includes a free luggage, free bag. So here's what I'm doing. I have a giant suitcase that I'm gonna put my carry-on in. And I'm going to check that. And so when I get there, boom, I have two suitcases, one that I can carry on the way home and one that I can check. And it is saddle pad sized. So
there you go.
I planned.
Well, then you're going to need to visit Stateline Tack over there in Kentucky or go to statelinetack.com. What do you say we call Sally from Eventing Nation and get the update? And
let's do it.
The pre-report. Hi, Sally.
Hi, how's it going?
All right. Are you at the park?
I am. I just got here to the media center, so we are just getting settled in and ready to roll.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'll be there tomorrow, girl.
Oh, my gosh. I get to see you. How long has it been?
I mean, I didn't get to go last year, so it's been 2 years since I've seen you.
It's been at least two. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We'll have quite the reunion then. I'm very excited.
You just sometimes need a dose of the bluegrass.
Absolutely. Especially this time of year. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the weather looks like it's going to be okay. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
It's changed several times, so I'm still not totally sure. But right now, it looks okay.
I never count Kentucky out for shocking us in the springtime with weather.
Do you remember when it snowed? We were just talking about that the other day in 2020 during the pandemic when they had it closed off to spectators. It literally snowed, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday night. And there was like a few inches covering all the cross country jumps. They had to cover all the flowers that were decorating all the jumps and protect them from freezing. It was wild.
Were you there for the tornado year when they evacuated?
I feel like I should have been.
Day. It was a cross-country day Saturday, and about 2 o'clock, they just finished the riders, and they told everybody to get out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't think I must not have been here. Yeah. I would have remembered that.
They brought all the horses down to the big arena, the big indoor.
The Altec.
Wow. That's wild. Well, hopefully we don't have anything that exciting. How about that?
Let's go for boring weather this time.
Boring weather would be great. We love it.
Sally, you are you're my go-to when I get there. There's all these, you know, in the media room, there's all sorts of sheets and booklets and all information, but I just go to you. I can skip the reading because Sally knows everything. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to see this weekend. And by the way, I just read the news that my mom is out.
He's out. Yeah, it was really, really unfortunate timing. It sounds like so he was originally entered to do the 4-star short this year. Pretty much all of the horses that I would say are top of the running for Paris for the Americans, the United States team. Those guys are mostly opting to do the 4-short this year. Most of those horses are pretty experienced 5-star horses, and since the Olympics is not a 5-star, there's not a huge reason for them to push for doing a spring 5-star when they could do an equally competitive 4-star. So he was originally entered in the 4-star. He's 19 this year. He does not need to have a lot of runs. And it sounded like he just maybe had a small tweak that, you know, flared up right before they were supposed to get on the trailer to come out here. So Tammy made the horsewoman's decision and decided to just not put him on the trailer and subject him to the big trip from California. So, you know, much respect to her. I'm sure it was a difficult decision, but the selectors will no doubt still be very much looking at my bomb for the team, I think. So,
and that's Tammy Smith, just to clarify.
Yes,
that's Tammy Smith.
What's amazing about him and these event horses in general is she was gone. The groom was like leading him somewhere and he did something naughty to then tweak something. And I'm like, he's 19 years old.
I know.
My God, could you just
19 going on 6.
Be trained. Yeah, exactly. So that was definitely, I think she's made a, you know, obviously Tammy's going to make the right decision for the horse. So I'm sure she, and it seems like she should still be in the running for the Olympic Games, like without a doubt. And I'm glad she decided to save him. So
no reason to push it for sure. Not when the welfare is the best thing for him. So,
So the 5-star, we're going to have 36 horse and rider pairs that are going to compete, and it represents 7 different countries. And who are you looking at right now?
Well, you know, I really do. I hate to say it, but I do think we're probably going to see a international winner this year. We've got a really, really competitive group of horses that have come over from the UK and Europe. Top of my personal list, I think this weekend would be Tom McEwen and JL Dublin. They've had a lot of success together. They have not been together for that long. This will probably be their second full season together at this level, and had a really good weekend here last year. As did reigning world champion Yasmin Ingham from Great Britain, and her longtime partner Banze Duluor, which I'm really butchering that name. Sorry, Yasmin. Those two are kind of, you know, top of the field for me.
And for her, I just love her. I mean, and so when I was there 2 years ago, she was at the top after dressage and did you know, held her own, and it was her first time and a 5-star. So I'm really excited to see her. She's seasoned a lot more, and what's really fun is she's just delightful to talk to.
Oh, she's a lovely human. She is one of the most friendly, just down to earth people I think I've ever met. So, and you know, I've only met her once or twice, and now every year I see her, she's like, "Hi, Sally, how's it going?" I'm like, "I just feel so special that you even know who I am." Because she's just, you know,
she knows my name.
Yes, and exactly. So yeah, I mean, she's lovely. I would love to see her kind of come, and you know, she did have a small issue on cross country last year. Total drive-by, nothing to be too concerned about. She clearly has it in her to compete, and I think she will be very, very much on a mission to, you know, the British are very deep with talent. So for Paris, it's going to be really down to the wire to pick that team. Because remember, it's only three horses and three riders that get picked for these teams. So there's not many slots, and you know, you could probably pick out 8 or 10 horses from Great Britain that could go. So, you know, it's going to be competitive. And I think, you know, Oliver Townend and Cooley Rosalant, who were pretty competitive at Maryland last year, you know, they also stand to make a good run, as do Monica Spencer and Artist, who are from New Zealand, but they're basing here in the States for this year, or at least the next foreseeable future. That horse is really cool. He's an off-track thoroughbred, but he can still pull a mid-20s dressage test, which is really, really cool to see for a thoroughbred. So, you know, lots of good ones. There's a really strong contingent from Germany here. So I just think, you know, the fact that a lot of our top horses are going to be in the 4-star opens it up a little bit. But that's not to say that some of the Americans couldn't step up to the plate. I mean, Doug Payne and Quantum Leap are very, very reliable at this point. James Allison and Karma, you know, we know they're going to, you know, have a good jump around. You know, you never should count out, you know, Philip Dutton or Boyd Martin either. So, you know, it's really anybody's game at this point.
I love watching James Allison ride dressage. Like, it is one of my favorite people to watch go. I just love it. So that I'm always rooting for him. So girl power, there's more girls than boys riding this year. And I'm so
as
excited.
As it should be, right?
Amen, sister. 17 females and only 15 males. So come on, we got to have
heck
a girl.
Yeah.
Let's do
heck
it again.
Yeah, I would love it. I would love it. I think if I had to put my money on somebody right now, I'd probably put it on Yasmin. So that fits with the all-girl power team here.
Love it. Love it. Now, I love the fun facts that you guys do on Eventing Nation. And the Irish sport horse is the most popular breed with 8 horses that are Irish coming in. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then 9 German bred horses and 9 mares, girl power, 27 geldings, but 9 mares. Love that. And this number kind of surprised me. There are 2 riders riding in this. It just makes me go, okay, I'm such a wuss. Like, there are 2 60-year-old riders. What?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, and I think Matthew Grayling, he's from New Zealand as well. He's come over. He's been to the Olympics. I believe he went to Beijing or Athens in 2008. I could be saying that wrong. But he's, you know, he's a dairy farmer. I think he's about 60 years old, too. And this is his only event horse, Trudeau. It's a great story. I mean, definitely want people to be cheering hard for that pair because he's just the most down-to-earth guy. And he's, you know, very modest of like, oh, I'm just a dairy farmer. I've got 1 event horse. I've sold off all my other horses. And we just decided to make a run for it at Kentucky. And and here we are.
He's out there jumping the cows to practice.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he's jumping cows. I don't know.
See, that's the information that Sally has that I go for. Okay. Any other crazy stories? Because I remember, like, when we were getting introduced to Yasmin, she, like, lives on, like, some tiny island in the UK like, that nobody had ever been. So she comes from, like, this crazy story. Now we've got a dairy farmer with 1 horse who's come across the pond to go to – what else? What else you got?
Let's see here. I do know, you know, a lot of people now know the story of Mia Farley and her off-track thoroughbred Phelps. That horse was actually technically purchased for about $1 and was purchased as a sale project. And she, you know, he was given to Mia to produce as a young horse and nobody put any type of expectation on him. It was really just here. Let's try to get this horse sold. And nobody would buy him because at the time he had a small issue where he would kind of run away with people. And she says he still will do that sometimes. But you know, she's brought him all the way up the levels and I don't think anybody would have picked him to be her first 5-star horse. She's had several other actually incredible mares in her career that never just quite were able to step up to 5-star. So She debuted at Maryland last year. She was the only rider to go inside the time on cross country and finished, I think, fifth or sixth overall. Had she not had a couple rails down, she actually would have won, which is crazy. So, you know, she's been working hard on his show jumping this year. And, you know, she's just a really hardworking young rider. And just, you know, everybody loves an underdog story. And that horse is 100% an underdog. He was never supposed to be here.
I want to mention, too, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this, is Doug Payne has two horses. And, of course, Jessica Payne's host of one of our shows, Heels Down Happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And Doug also has a horse going in the CSI Four-Star Grand Prix that's run by Split Rock Jumping here at Kentucky. So it runs in conjunction with the Five-Star. It'll run, they have several classes running kind of throughout the days and then a couple evening classes. So Doug is actually going to be quite busy because he's got a full string of jumpers these days, about 15 jumper horses.
He's
got some of his best ones here.
Could you let somebody else have some talent?
Let somebody else have some fun. I know. I tell him this all the time and he just laughs at me. So, you know. Ridiculous. Our relationship is on the rocks.
You know who else isn't going to be there? I was kind of surprised. I learned a couple days ago is Jessica Phoenix. She's heading over to badminton.
She's going to badminton. Yep, she's taking Wabbit, who's another off-track thoroughbred, over to badminton for her first run. You know, Jessica's another one that I think would be a really top choice for the Canadians to go to Paris. And obviously, she's got worlds of experience in terms of Olympic competition, and she's got a great horse in Wabbit. I mean, he's a wonderful jumper.
Something she just always wanted to do, a bucket list thing, or
it must be. I think he's kind of the right horse for it too. So I think she's been kind of, you know, it's been a little bit since she's kind of had a really solid five-star horse. I mean, I think ever since Pavarotti kind of stepped down, she's had some other horses that have come up the levels, but none that, you know, really, I think would be at the caliber to go over to badminton. And that's just me saying that, of course, as somebody who doesn't know those horses. But yeah, it's really exciting for her. I think it's been a while since she's gotten to go over there and do this. And I'm really excited for her to be able to go represent Canada.
Well, I'm excited to see you and to be in Kentucky and be there tomorrow. I would like to tell everybody, Eventing Nation is obviously the place to go for all of your eventing coverage and all of the Kentucky three-day event, everything. But you also have the ultimate guide to the 2024 yes. Defender Kentucky Horse Trials. So definitely read through that. You've been doing a lot of fun behind the barn kind of things. And all of that, eventingnation.com. They have an app too, which is a bit of an addictive problem for me. So go check all of it out, eventingnation.com. Sally, as always, thanks for coming on, giving us the coverage, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds great. I can't wait. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Is the best to have on to talk about this.
We are going up. I emailed. I was like, we do have Sally, right? Like, you have to have Sally on because
it's required.
It's required.
Well, next week, of course, we'll be talking about the Kentucky Derby. So it's a busy couple of weeks ahead. And we're going to take a break. And do you have any weird news?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually had to edit some. Y'all, I don't need to tell you about the guy who chopped off his own legs so he could get the insurance. And then turns out they caught him and they found his legs in a bucket behind the barn. And I'm not
going to
tell you that story.
China?
I'm not going to tell you that story. No, it's America.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay, that's desperate.
I'm not telling you that story, though.
All right, we'll be right back.
I'm here with the mad scientist who developed Daily Dose Equine Horse Feeds, Janet Geyer. And I wanted to have a quick chat with you because Daily Dose Equine Horse Feed are non-GMO whole food nutrition based. And a lot of people go, oh, that comes from a small dedicated feed mill. I won't be able to get that when I travel. They're wrong, aren't they?
They are. You can get it through Chewy anywhere in the United States. Or if you live locally in Maryland and Northern Virginia, you can get it delivered.
There you go. Chewy.com. It will deliver it anywhere you want. You can also schedule delivery in advance so you can have it delivered every X number of days. And you can go in there to your account and change it every time you move horse show venues. So check it out today. DailyDoseEquine.com online or Chewy.com.
For first-time horse owners and new riders, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel and Absorbine to bring you My New Horse. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines looking for easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit mynewhorse.com.
Time to learn why some days you're embarrassed to be part of the human race in Jamie's Weird News.
Yeah. That's it. Continues to be weird. We're global today, Glenn. It's weird all over the globe. Okay. And so I would like to thank Sarah, Lindsay, Lauren, Brooklyn, Michelle, Rosemary, and Delia all for sending me weird news this week. But again, some of you sent me very disgusting, inappropriate stories, and I can't do those on the air, but I love them personally, so keep them coming. These are the weird. If you are looking through the news and you're like, that is super weird, email it to me, jamie@horseradionetwork.com, with weird news in the subject line, and you will get included in on here and help me get my work done. So basically, we're going to start in Belgium. Okay. Because a Belgian man got arrested for drunk driving, Glenn. And that's a problem in Belgium. Like, you know, it's a problem
not
everywhere.
Uncommon, though.
you would think it was not uncommon. However, this gentleman had something very uncommon happen, or he had a really good lawyer. Okay. He got out of it because he has, if I said, I'm sorry, I have ABS. What would you think that is?
Active bowel syndrome.
Close. It stands for auto brewery syndrome. It's a rare condition where the body produces its own alcohol. I was like, this is garbage. I have to learn more. It's a thing. A very, very rare thing. But patients with ABS present with the signs of alcohol intoxication. No, they are, but it gets worse when they eat like starchy foods.
Oh, like potatoes and stuff?
Yeah, it's a gut fermentation syndrome, rare disorder. The endogenous production of alcohol. It presents with signs of alcohol intoxication, staggering gait, slurred speech, gastrointestinal distress, but and you can't pass a breathalyzer. But the wow. Basically, you have to take antifungal drugs and avoid carbohydrates.
And when they do drink, they get drunk twice as fast? It's like one drink puts them over because they're already kind of over?
I wondered that, yeah. And it turns out no. It doesn't make that they actually have more tolerance for alcohol. From what I read, again, I'm reading from
that makes sense because people who drink a lot have more tolerance, right? So,
well, I googled ABS and the alcohol brewing, whatever, didn't come up. Like I had to actually search it, and I found this website called ncbi.nlm.nih.gov. So it could be garbage. I don't know.
No, that's a government website. Yeah, that's the NIH, National Institute of Health. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. It says in the article, people are not born with ABS, but can develop it when they already have another intestine-related condition. This guy got out of his DUI charges because they said his body produces its own alcohol when he eats carbs.
That doesn't sound like a fun one. That sounds like it would just be trouble the whole time.
I just really appreciate carbs, so yeah, I would hate to give them up.
Potatoes are my staple. I don't know what I'd do without a French fry.
Well, we're going to go to Connecticut now. And this is another one of those name that animals, because there was a couple. Well, I'll just tell you what they were. They were vultures, buzzards, and they were wandering around in Connecticut and concerning everybody was stumbling around. This is like drunk day. Turns out they rush in these wildlife rescuers and they bring them in and they're like, oh my God, they're drunk. Basically, somebody threw fruit cocktail away in a dumpster and they went in and ate the fruit cocktail that was fermented. And then they were wandering around the dumpster drunk looking for the amount of puns that they included in this is just not even. Birds don't let other birds fly drunk. Yeah, it is just there's so many. I don't know if they learned any lessons at all. It says
no, they're going back for more.
The two were kept overnight, given fluids, and in the morning a big breakfast. The organization said they returned home today before our center could be labeled a detox facility. Anyway, the drunk birds are home. They're safe and sound. They've been released, but they are saying, please don't throw away fruit cocktail that could be eaten by hungry wildlife without securing the dumpster.
Makes me want to try it just to watch.
Just set some out in the driveway.
Yeah, watch, I just want to watch the birds.
We are going international, like I said. Now we're going to go to Brazil. You've probably heard the story because this story went like all over the place. It was, then this is coming from CNN. So this woman, she takes her uncle into the bank, and he's in a wheelchair, and she pushes him up to the counter. He had a loan approved, but he had to go in and sign for the check. So she wheels him up. There's a video. She wheels him up to the counter, and he's just not responding. Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. If you don't sign, there's no way. I can't send it for you. It has to be you. What can I do? Sign it so you don't give me, these are all quotes. Sign it so you don't give me any more headaches having to go to the registry office. I can't take it anymore. At one point, she turns to the bank attendant and says, I think he isn't feeling well. And the second attendant agrees. His head keeps falling back. And so she's picking his head up and propping him up. And then she gets his hand, puts the pen in his hand and clasps around. And she's like, you have to sign it, uncle. You have to sign it. And so she's got this guy in the wheelchair and he's just not signing it. You know why? Because he's dead.
Wasn't there a movie about this?
Weekend at Bernie's, man. It was like a Weekend at Bernie's in Brazil. This lady wheeled her dead uncle in to get the $3,000 loan that he had been approved for, but needed to sign. And she was going to get that money.
What dumbass thinks they're going to get away with that?
Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing. Police are, no charges have been filed because her lawyer says, It didn't happen as stated. The man that arrived, he arrived at the bank alive. And the woman is completely shaken and she was medicated. So,
yeah, drugs are bad.
When paramedics arrived, they were like, this guy's been dead for like hours. And he was dead when he got here. So, yeah, she tried to pass off her dead uncle. And they say police say they're still trying to establish the relationship between the woman and the dead man. Yeah. I think somebody should be in jail and somebody should be buried.
I haven't played this in so long, but it deserves this. That's what it
is. Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Just watch that movie with Lucas.
I haven't got to play that in a while.
Dumb and Dumber is so great. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for that one. I got one more.
One more. All right. Well, hold on.
Okay. Nationwide insurance company. Apparently, some form of Nationwide actually insures pets. Okay. And people insure their pets. Homer's insured. But I need to up my game because people have come up with really fantastic names for their pets that are insured. And so Nationwide said that the most bizarre names were chosen from the currently enrolled pets, and they were split into three categories: dog, cat, and exotic. And they want you to go and vote for the best pet names. Again, I have got to step up my Homer game. So if y'all can come up with a really, really good name for Homer, including Homer, the finalists in the dog category, would you like to hear?
Yes.
Dog category. Boots with the Fur, Chug Chug Pickles, Lil Richard
Simmons.
We had
Simmons. A dog named Pickles.
Yeah, Chug Chug Pickles. Lil Richard Simmons sweating to the oldies. Lord Waddles.
Is he still alive, Richard Simmons, by the way?
Lulu the Conqueror. I think he is. He lives forever because he's super healthy. Molly from Corporate. Mr. Pizza Puff. One Love Tiny Dancer Princess Margaret Rose Windsor, Team Player, and The News. The Cat finalists, Balsamic Vin, Car Alarm, Itty Bitty Kitty Committee, Meownays, Minerva Meow Gonagal, Necro Manicat, Samsung Family Hub Refrigerator, Skull Crusher, Steph Purry, and Tony Scarface Baloney. Okay. Now, those are all funny, and they're great. Again, Homer's insured, so I need to update his new name. So suggestions will be made for Homer.
Yeah, you only have one name, right? Just Homer.
He's just Homer Jennings in his insurance thing.
Oh,
so.
I need better than that.
I know. Y'all are better than me at this, so come up with something good. But then, these are insured pets, Glenn.
You could go with a mafia name, Homer Ears Jennings.
Again, we have listeners who are more creative than you and I will ever be. So, yeah, send it to me. Now, there's an exotic category. And while the names are funny, I was more concerned about people paying for an insurance policy on these animals, okay? So we've got a rabbit named Beezlebun, a ferret named Boo Boo Bean, a snake named Boop Noodle, a guinea pig named Cow Pig. It's not the names. It's that somebody insured their guinea pig. A tegu lizard named Frosted Mini Wheats, a macaw named Magic Nugget.
Yeah, well, they're
Nugget,
expensive. I get the macaw.
A tortoise named...
And they live for 1,000 years.
You know. A tortoise named Midsize Sedan, a ferret. Somebody insured their ferret named Mumbo Jumbo, and a pig. Oh, there's two more. A pig named Snoop Hoggy Hog. And a rabbit is insured as well. Thor Odin Bun God of Bunder. The names are not that funny. But the fact that somebody's insured their rabbit and ferret and snake and guinea pig, all of those. Fantastic.
How much is a guinea pig worth? About $5?
Glenn, you can, there, like, when I was trying to replace one of our guinea pigs, I went to the Petco or whatever, and they were like $60. And I was like, that's garbage. And so I went to the auction and I bought one for $4.
And that was probably too much.
Yeah.
Hey, I got an idea. We're going to do a very short post show today for the auditors. That was the last story, right?
That was the last.
Yeah, where can they send their stories if they want to?
If you see a weird news story, send it to me, Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at horseradionetwork.com with weird news in the subject line.
All right. So we're going to do real quick in the post show, the Mob Museum. I remembered seeing this. The mobmuseum.org has a nickname generator to Jamie and I are going to find out what our mob names would be.
Oh, I just saw one that says your Bridgerton name, so we could do that too.
Okay, all right. We'll do our names. We'll answer the questions and see what they call us. But we're going to do that in the post show. You have a fantastic trip, my friend. We'll be back to Horse Husbands tomorrow, and then Ashley and I will be here on Friday. And then Ashley and I will be back on Monday and hopefully have some reports from Jamie that we can play for you too as you're traveling back home. But we'll be having shows, but you have a fantastic time and relax.
Thank you.
I know you've been under a lot of stress.
Yeah, again, walking, drinking, horses, and shopping. That's my thing this week.
There you go. Sounds perfect.
Spay, neuter, geld, everybody.
Jennifer's in there making me a birthday cake.
Happy birthday, buddy.